You name the breed, and English has it. We've borrowed from the Muslim Arabic, from the Chinese, from the Japanese. Kimono, you know, is Japanese, except it should be kimono. A word like beatitude, borrowed as it is, and most of our English words are borrowed, comes from the Latin. And for, I suppose, centuries to come, we're going to have the eight beatitudes. You know what they should be called? The eight happinesses. Because beare in Latin means to make happy. That's what the vision of God is going to make us. Beatific. Yet better. That's what we're all looking forward to. So these are eight promises of happiness. Each begins, happy are they who. And the first one begins in the best Greek. How unexpectedly happy. Which we will look at when later on we come to it. But though they each begin with the word happy, they are also methods of achieving happiness. In other words, Christ, the infinite advertiser, how shrewd. He begins with a promise, and he hides the price tag. So the promise is first. You're going to be happy, happy, and he describes eight forms of happiness. Great. But the price tag is the condition, part two. In other words, they promise happiness, indeed, but only on condition that what Christ requires will be done. So much, clear enough. But there's one point here that must be grasped, otherwise the whole concept of witness will get vague. And the one thing I tell my students, you don't have to know a lot of theology. God gave some of you A brains, some of you C brains. Don't worry. You can all be good priests. But whatever brains you've got, be sure to be clear. This witness that the church is telling us has never before. No doubt because the world never more needed it. All right? That we witness to the world, we've got to know what we are saying, what this witness is. We've got to see that each of these beatitudes promises happiness not only in the life to come. Otherwise, sisters, I would have given another conference, and I would have chosen another theme for, what is it, the fourth day. This is fundamental to the concept of witness. Otherwise, watch this, how could the Beatitudes witness? Listen, the witness value of the Beatitudes, see, this is a build-up for the Beatitudes. Not for me to talk about them, but for you to live them. The build-up is, now, it has that is, the Beatitudes, have all kinds of purposes or functions they can serve. The one function is that of witnessing. But their witness value presumes, first of all, that we live out the conditions. In other words, well, you don't start unless you live out what Christ said we're supposed to do. So part one is really the second part of each beatitude. We've got to live them first, okay? But then, and here's the witness, thereby we are to experience already here the promise. Oh, see what we're saying? So how do they witness? By testifying to people right here and now, in seeing us and watching our lives, to the fact, which I've underlined twice, that we are, I also underline are, happy. They all want the formula of happiness. Who doesn't? And let's face it, there is a lot of unhappiness in the world. You see, we've got to have a product to sell. Do we get it? People must need something, otherwise they won't buy what we're out to sell them. We are to be salesmen, saleswomen of happiness. There's a lot of unhappiness in the world. We are to, by doing what Christ tells us, be truly happy. If you're happy, sisters, it shows up in everything you do. And what's going to happen? You will arouse in people first the inquiry. They may not even ask you, but thousands will. That's why they fill your schools. And you be giving them the opportunity of explaining how you have found the secret. Is it clear? In other words, and with this we close, the logic of the Beatitudes as witness is that by living out the condition which Christ requires, especially of us religious, we shall indeed experience the happiness which he promises, not only in the life to come. Sisters, that would be too late to witness to the world, right? They've got to see it now. Seeing it in the thousand ways that only the human spirit can communicate when it is happy, they will want to know. And we'll tell them. And in fact, we don't even have to teach school or give a sermon or write a book. Because all they've got to do is know how we live. And with God's grace, they will want to live that way too, in order to experience what we so obviously have achieved. Let's ask our Savior to help us first understand the world's hunger for happiness, a desperate hunger seldom achieved. To understand our responsibility to offer them the testimony of happiness achieved by living out Christ's philosophy, a happiness which we will reflect in our lives now, and we can tell them, and we know we are right because Christ said so. All of this, and heaven too.
This tape was produced by Consortium Perfecta Caritatis. All rights are reserved.